There was a caveat in the information which I received that all of this going to construction would depend on funding available for the period 21-22. I have been lobbying for this over the last number of years, and of course it's absolutely essential that those who avail of the services in the Cleary Centre, that's those in the disability sector, they provide supports for those with intellectual disabilities. I believe it shouldn't be conditional, and I'll be making every effort to ensure that there's a seamless transition to construction.